So let me suggest to start, welcome everybody for this regional secretariat's call, what I guess will be one of the last before our next big meetings in line with ICANN 50 in London. Let's start this today's meeting with the roll call by Steph.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to the At-Large Regional Secretaries Meeting on Friday, the 16th of May, 2014, at 1400 UTC. On the call today, we have Pavan Budrani, Glenn McKnight, Olivia Crepin-LeBlond, Wolf Ludwig, Philip Johnson, Yulili Mornenis, Dev Anand-Tiluxing, Maureen Hilliard, and Saranoush Vardanyan. We have no apologies today. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Gisela Gruber, Ariel Liang, and myself, Terry Agnew. I would also like to remind everyone to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ariel, for this roll call. Let me go over to agenda item 2, what is approval of the agenda proposed by the chair. This case, it was me. I had a discussion with Sylvia on the agenda items, so this is our proposal. Is there anything you would like to add to the agenda, or you would like to drop from the agenda? I see Glenn's hand raised. Please, Glenn, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you so much, Chair. It's Glenn McKnight for the record. Could you please add, I'd like to have a request for the to the Secretariats on the Fair Opportunities. I just need about 5 minutes.
Can we put this under point 4? It's upcoming up Atlas 2 preparations.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I'll be fine.
Okay. But 5 minutes maximum, otherwise we won't make it for the whole agenda for today.
Then I will do it in 2 minutes.
Okay. Try to be as brief as possible. Okay. Thanks a lot for this amendment to our today's agenda. If there are no more suggestions, I consider this agenda for today's call as approved. And I will try to go over to agenda item 3, what is review of RALO's rules of procedures amendments to make them consistent with the ALEC rules of procedures. And I think Sylvia has followed up on this, and Sylvia will give us a short summary on this.
Yes. Hello, everyone. This is Sylvia. This is an idea that we had with Wolf to start a discussion on whether we need, each RALO needs to review its own procedures. As you know, the ALAC approved recently a new regulation, and in some cases the RALOs have seen that they have some problems in the day-to-day activities, in debates, quorums, decisions, elections, and they are already reviewing some of them, some of these procedures, which are, in some cases, quite old, few years. They have been drafted few years ago. For example, AP RALO just recently, before Singapore, conducted a review on all RLPs, and now they accept individual members, and they also change some provisions related to quorum and decisions. LAC RALO is also doing a review of the rules they have in order to update the decisions, the debates, etc. So I know that in the case of NARALO, I would say there was a review not too long ago, some amendments. But we were wondering if we need to have a recurring call or to have some sort of concerted effort to make sure that each RALO has procedures that are up to date and they are consistent with the new ALAC rules of procedure. So that's basically the idea of this issue. So please, if you want to make some comment about it, you can.
Okay, thanks for this input, Sylvia. Before I open the discussion, just a very quick comment from our side, from Juralo. As a matter of fact, we do not even have these rules of procedures. We have two basic key documents, which are the Juralo bylaws, and we have the memorandum of understanding signed with ICANN early 2007. And for the rest, we tried to orientate ourselves at the ALEC rules of procedures. So if the ALEC rules of procedures are updated by now, this gives us the basis to further refer to it, and there is no need here in our region, at least, to do anything in this direction. This is just a short introductory comment remark from my side, but I will open the floor for comments or questions from other regions. Please, if you want to comment on this from your side, on what Sylvia has just explained. Piralos, I see a comment from Maureen in the chat. Piralos, rules of procedures are very much related to ALEC. So that is consistency with ALEC rules specific for our region. Okay, this was supported by Siranush. I see there's a hand raised from Philip. Please, Philip, you have the floor. Philip, can you hear us? Are you muted? Hello. He doesn't respond. So I don't know why, whether he is muted.
Wolf Society, he's writing, and maybe Terry or Gisela can find out what's going on.
Okay.
Yes, this is Terry. I'm chatting him now.
Okay. So if he is not on Adigo or whatsoever, he should write his comment in the chat that I can read it down. I see no response from him.
This is Terry from staff. It'll be one moment, and I believe we may be able to get his mic activated.
Okay. So we wait. So waiting for Philip, I give the floor to Glenn.
Thank you, Chair. Glenn McKnight, for the record. I don't have a comment right now, but I do want to talk to Alan Greenberg, who is our resident expert on the procedures, but I will review it, and I'll ask Alan for comment, and Sylvia, I'll send my comments and CC the group as well.
Great, thank you. And I just want to make a comment that in some cases, like Juralo, the RALO may feel that they actually don't need to make any amendment, and that is just fine. But it's important to make sure that there are no contradictions between the ALAC rules and the specific RALO rules. And in some cases, in some RALOs, they need to be more specific about certain situations, like quorum, elections, decisions, etc. In those cases, the LAC RALO, for example, needs to be very specific, go into every detail. They need to regulate everything, so because it's the legal tradition in the region to have very specific regulation. So it depends on the region, on the countries that are regulated by this. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for this further elaboration on the situation at Lacralo. As a general conclusion, I would say, even if there are contradictions between the updated ELEC rules of procedure and a regional version of it, in my opinion, it would be similar to international law. ELEC rules of procedure will always be superior or will beat any national regulation in case there will be a contradiction. So I think for the time being we can simply say that the new ELEC rules of procedures are the binding, are the basic document, and RALOs have to try to catch up with this. Are there any further questions or comments on this point, on this agenda item? I see no hand raised for the moment. Then I think everything is understood, that there is some need to follow up on Lacralo level. For the others, I think we are fine. Let me turn over to agenda item 4, what is now upcoming Atlas II preparations, expectations, action, results, and follow-up activities. As you may know, there have been intensive discussions and preparations. There are several calls every week, and I will give the floor to Olivier to present us a summary on the present state of art. Olivier, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, both. It's Olivier speaking. So, Atlas 2 is just around the corner. It's less than 40 days until we all meet in London. And there's been an enormous amount of activity since the past few months, should I say. Essentially, what you're seeing on the Adobe Connect is the At-Large Summit 2 home, which is the front page for our for the time being for our ALSs to be able to access all of the different parts of Atlas 2. Starting from the actual agendas over to the thematic groups, and of course there's plenty of coordination going on that, and then of course the capacity building program, which we have started a few months ago and a month and a half ago, and which has been rather well attended so far, relatively, I'm saying, in that there are about 30-35 people during each one of the webinars. They've been very helpful, I think, and I hope that there are some ALSs also downloading the different stacks and listening to the recording afterwards, because there's been some very, very good work done in those. Looking further down the page, you've got the actions and outputs that will be, of course, filled in when the work takes place in London as time goes. And then there are questions for at-large meetings. At the moment, this is a little bit like the usual meeting page that we have, where we ask people to type their questions for the board, and their questions for the GAC, and their questions for the global stakeholder engagement. The schedule of the week is dramatically changed, but we will still have a session, a couple of sessions of the ALAC with ALAC work, meeting with the ICANN board, and it hasn't been confirmed yet, but we should be meeting with the GAC as well, and there will also be a meeting with the Global Stakeholder Engagement team, so Sally Costerton and her team. So that's why we need the questions to be filled on there. There is a public forum that's going to be dramatically, well, not dramatically, but shortened somehow, On the Thursday, the scheduling on Thursday has been changed recently due to the addition of a session on the IANA contract. So I think that the latest version of the schedule is going to be somewhere. I'm not quite sure how. It's not linked to this page, but because it's still under work. But it's all coming together quite well. Oh, one thing to mention, of course, the newsletter. The first newsletter was created, and a copy of it was sent over to people via a mailing list using a system called MailChimp. So the first newsletter is out. The next one is going to be out later on this week, and that will have more interviews and more news and so on. And so there is, when one looks at it, at the moment I think that our ALSs are well informed about what is coming up. How much time they spend on this is a different thing, because, as I said, we've seen 30 to 35 ALSs per meeting and per capacity building conference call, and I'm a little concerned about this because we do have 150 ALSs. Now, that said, there are also some at-large structure representatives who are very knowledgeable about things, so we probably wouldn't need to be in the capacity building. But that's the update so far. There are other people who are on the call here who would probably be able to fill in on a few more things, so I appeal to them to fill everyone in on what's remaining.
Okay, thanks a lot, Olivier, for this summary on the progress of Atlas II preparations. Are there any questions or comments from your side?
From my side?
I see Glenn's hand raised. Yes, Glenn, go ahead. You have the floor.
Hi, Olivier, it's Glenn. Quick question. In our call earlier this week, we talked about the PR people deciding on the speaker at the fair. I'm just curious if that decision and everyone voted. I thought there was quite a tight timeline. Do you have an update on that?
Thank you very much, Glenn. It's Olivier speaking. So as far as I understand, the deadline for that call is going to be tonight, UTC time. So there's still a few hours remaining. I haven't got access to the results so far. I don't know if any staff has the ability to have a look if there's been more people voting on this poll.
Olivier, this is Heidi.
Please, Heidi.
Yeah, I'm just checking with Carlo, so when I get the response, I'll put it into the chat.
Okay, thank you, Heidi. So just to explain to everyone, we have tried a number of speakers. We've asked a number of speakers, and so far we've only received negative answers and that they've not been able to make it. They will be elsewhere. We did ask Vince to come and speak to us. Unfortunately, he will be stuck in Western United States. But what he has done is to send a video message that we will be able to play during the showcase. During the at-large fair. But with regards to other speakers, so we have a list of six or seven potential speakers that could be made available in London. And so the group has voted on who should be best. I think that the group with the is it the PR group? I don't even know who the electorate for that was, if you can call that an electorate of some sort. Only three votes on the keynote speaker poll so far. Okay, so Wolf is one of them. I am another one of them, and there must be a third person then who must have voted. That's really fantastic.
So, Olivier, this is Heidi.
Go ahead, Heidi.
It's not quite as grim as that seems. Carlos is just letting me know that actually there's some emails that came in overnight in the U.S. that he has not yet processed. So there may be just a few more, but, yeah, not so many yet.
So Heidi, I was going to suggest, in the interest of, at the end of the day, bottom up and so on, rather than resort to whoever is able to vote on this, why don't we just open this? This is just a quick idea now. Why don't we open this to the people who are on this call here? Because ultimately, we have to serve the railroads, and I think it would be a good idea for the people on this call, the railroad secretariats, to choose who they want. If we don't get enough votes from the committee that's supposed to be dealing with this, then I'm all for opening the vote to everyone else.
Let me just quickly comment that I support this motion from Olivier. I've seen the comment from Glenn, who said I have not received the poll. The poll was sent around yesterday afternoon, my time. So I voted in the evenings. So if there have not been much and furious response to the from the PR group, I think it's a very good idea to open it to the secretariat group. If staff could forward this again to this group, and let's say, would it be enough to have a deadline until Sunday to make up your mind among the candidates and to send staff your preference, that we can finalize this issue by the beginning of next week? Can this be agreed? I see one more approval from Glenn and no disagreement. Umberto said he voted as well, so we know who are the three now who voted already. I hope we will have a clear majority. Okay, Maureen just saying I didn't get one either. So I've seen this is mentioned already under the action items. If there is no further question on this or further comment on this, let me continue with our agenda and go over to sub-point 4.1. What will be Glenn on the fair of opportunities? Glenn, you have the floor.
Great. Thank you, Chair. I just posted in the box here. I will not be speaking for 5 minutes. I will speak for two. The first thing I need for the secretariats is to prompt who's responsible for your region for the playlist. The music has to be uploaded to the link I just provided in MP3 format. Some people are just giving links to YouTube or just the list of the songs. That doesn't help us to pass a USB to the sound people for the playlist. So please upload your music. And I understand that through CLO that Nancy Lupino had a playlist that was used. I think Maureen mentioned that to me as well. So if we can get access to that, CLO said that that was a great playlist for Apirello. Also, Victor is the allocation for Afrello, but I haven't seen anything from him either, nor have I. Eduardo has been perfect. He's provided his music. He's uploaded it to the exact site. So that's number one. Number two, we discussed the fair this week as well, and I would like to ask the secretariats to find someone, assign someone to bring a tablecloth with your colors of your region for the table. And if you can get any giveaways or anything that you would like to have on your table, you'll have your banner and your literature, I'm sure, but we'll have a television on the on your table. And if you can update your slideshow, it could be pictures, it could be whatever you want of your Rello. In my case, Judith has updated our slideshow, and this slideshow is actually been shortened down to 20 slides, and that will be rotated on the USB on the television as well. So if there's any questions, I'll be happy to take it. Thank you.
Any questions?
I think Siranush, this is Silvia, has a question. If everyone will have a TV opportunity, she says.
I'm not sure what Saranoush means by that, but Saranoush, what do you mean by TV opportunity? Yeah, sure. You can, if you'd like to put on your small TV, your small little interview, it's up to you guys what you would like to put on your TV. It could be a slideshow. It could be a collection of pictures, but if you guys don't have pictures, I'm happy to share you with the link so you can grab the pictures I've taken over the last couple of years.
Okay, thanks for these explanations, Glenn, and the questions by Saranoush raised. Otherwise, from our side, I think the playlist for the music was submitted by Julia, and I just had a quick look on it. It looks fine to me, even if it's a bit Latin oriented, with a lot of songs from Catalan, from the Iberian side, and some more from with a French background. But I'm fine with it. So I've seen there are some playlists from other regions still missing. Let me suggest to sort this out directly, bilaterally, between Glenn and the people in charge at each region. Are there any further comments, questions on this agenda item? On the presentation of Relos at the five tables of the Fair of Opportunities. There was one last comment by Glenn. I think we should put it under the action items under this point 4. What is each Ralu to bring a tablecloth with them in the regional color. Then to put the material on it, the TV as a special wish from Saranoush, etc., or whatever you like. Here I've seen the keynotes, the suggested keynote speakers for the Fair of Opportunities, referring to our last point, here in the Adobe Connect, with photos and short bios, and this will be circulated again, as it was said, under action items 2. Call to select the keynote speakers to be open to the Ralo secretariats until Sunday, 18th May. So these are the people suggested. So have a look on them and make your choice and let at large that know your particular preference. If there are no questions or further comments on agenda item 4, let me continue on our today's agenda with point 5. What is a crop program, lessons learned, feedback, next step. And as Dev is on the call, I would like to hand over to Dev. Dev, please, you have the floor.
Thank you. This is Devanand. Hope everyone is hearing me. Okay, so as many of you know, the ICANN set up a Community Regional Outreach Pilot Program, or PROP, in which each of the 5 RELOs can apply for funding for up to 5 regional trips. So we have a crop review team, and I believe the link, I see it's up on the share pod there, showing the members of the crop review team, which are comprises of 2 members from each of the 5 regions. And these are also the top crop coordinators that will actually file on behalf of the RELO on the ICANN wiki when the trip was approved. So a crop review team was set up to review the crop request, once they were submitted. And what we had to do was that because there was no mechanism within ICANN, we had to create our own form to which we did using Google Docs to collect the information so that when it was received, it would then be forwarded to the crop review team mailing list where the discussions can take place, suggestions for questions could be raised about those proposals. And then once the proposals were approved by the crop review team, then the crop review team members from the region would then contact the regional vice president to get his or her approval. And once they have that approval, then file it onto the crop wiki. I'm just going to post the link to.
Hello.
I'm just post the link to the proposals that have been submitted so far. So Apollo has submitted travel for two persons. AP Rallo for two persons. Uralo has used all five of their travel slots for Eurodig. And Lakralo has also proposed using all five of its slots. And Nuralo has used four out of the five travel slots. So, you can go through each of those proposals from that wiki page there to see the actual proposals. I believe only one or two of them have only actually taken place. One from Nuralo, which was in early January, I believe.
Dev, I think actually this is Heidi. I think two. I think Glenn, maybe you can confirm that. But I believe you went to DC as well as another event in the Midwest.
Yeah, what we did is we proposed a number of them, but one is the ADA conference and symposium in Denver, but they wanted $800 for registration fee, so we withdrew that. But I went to the N10 session with Evan in Washington, and that's when we met with ICANN staff as well. And ISOC, and also I went to the Aaron event in Chicago. Louis Hu will be at the IEEE IHTC in early June. And the last one that we were proposing, there was earlier ones we wanted to go to, but we didn't have time because of the eight-week issue, was Evan wanted to go to the CES show. But the last one we put in was Kanika's from ISOC Bay Area, was the IETF, but that's in July. So we got a reply back to him that it was beyond the timeline.
Yes. So, yes. Thanks, Glenn. This is Dave. So, yes. So Nuala trips were in April and in May, as Glenn mentioned. So the crop pilot program is ending June, but it has been renewed in the FY15 budget. So what ICANN is planning to do is create a new wiki space for FY15, financial year 15, and once that is set up, we'll get an announcement about that, and then relaunch the announcement for crop for travels proposals to take place during the financial year 15. In fact, I'll be meeting with having a conference call with the crop administrators from ICANN to look at how we could streamline the process. Because we had to create our own evaluation system, creating a Google Doc and so forth, I think the crop administrators are looking to have that all done on the wiki on their side. So the idea would be that the proposal will be filed as a draft proposal on their wiki, and then we can then comment on it, and then it's moved once it's approved by the crop review team. It will then be moved to the approved travel proposals. Some of the challenges with regarding crop have been the timing of it, as Sunish has mentioned, for AP Rilo was very difficult to find suitable opportunities for outreach during this time period. But with the extension of FY15, I believe proposals can be made for July and September, from the July to September period. I'm hoping to get the announcement soon from the crop administrators at ICANN as to the exact timings. But some of the challenges regarding crop, the crop funding does not cover meeting logistics. So you may be funded to fly to this venue and stay at the hotel there, but it does not cover any attendance fees. So that is a challenge. Another challenge is that sometimes the travel proposals, because it's only 3 days, 2 nights, there's been some creative proposals. So one from Lac Rallo, for example, which is actually using 4 travelers, but utilizing 3 countries. So it's because the way the crop proposals were structured, it's only meant to go to, for travelers to go to one venue and then return home. And for Lac Rallo, for example, travelers are going to Haiti, then going to the Dominican Republic and back to Haiti, and then back home. I should mention also that the crop administrators have been on the crop review team list and have been actually very helpful with their comments and suggestions and so forth. And then they have taken I think they're very happy with the way we have been organized, how we organized it, and are making use of the crop program. So I'll stop there now.
Okay, thanks a lot for your explanation, Steph. Before I give the floor to Olivier, I just want to point to the question from Siranush in the chat. Can we already submit crop requests for July-September period?
This is Dave. I think you can. I would say what we can do is, if you want to submit it now for, I would say make the preparations to submit the proposals. Right now, there's no actual space to actually file the proposals with ICANN, even if we approve it at this point. Again, I'm going to be meeting with the crop administrators very soon, and I'll get more details as to when you can actually file it.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dave, for keeping us in the loop on any further progress and development in this respect. I see 2 hands raised, first Olivier and afterwards Glenn. Olivier, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Wolf. It's Olivier speaking, and just reinforcing what Dave has said, during the budget call that took place earlier this week, Xavier Calvez has confirmed that the crop will continue, so there might be a few amendments and modifications. What I would tell to Siranush is exactly what Dave said. Prepare your demand, your request, and I have been told by Xavier that they will be swift in following up with Dave, because I did mention on the call that there was a potential problem, since a lot of AP Rallo's activities are during July and August. So we would need, bearing in mind that it takes 6 to 8 weeks to process things, we would need to get things filed now, ASAP. So we're talking a matter of days until you can file your new requests, but have them ready, and then we'll see with Dave. We'll try and get a call next week to speed things up. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Olivier, for his special remarks. Next is Glenn.
Yes, hi. I have two things I want to mention. When I've submitted my reports, and I've done 2 of the crop locations, the reports have not gone in very quickly, and in fact, they're almost way late. And so I'm just wondering if there could be a process of who writes the reports that we can get them directly to Joyce and Robert, because it took a lot of reminders to our or to assign people in the Norello situation. The second issue is I still haven't got my per diem for my Chicago trip, so it doesn't matter how many times I've reminded constituency travel, I still haven't got it.
Okay, this seems to be another problem challenge as you mentioned in the chat. Reporting first as a first point and second point per diem. Steph has raised his hand. Please, Steph, you have the floor.
Thank you, Wolf. This is Dave. Okay, thanks, Glenn. Well, regarding the reporting, how it's supposed to work is that the travelers would submit the reports to the crop coordinators from the region, who are the crop RT members from the region, and they would be the ones to edit the wiki with the submissions, because they are the only ones with the appropriate permissions to edit the wiki. So the travelers need to file the reports with the crop review team members, and the review team members will then file it on the ICANN wiki.
Okay.
Regarding per diem, I guess I can't really help you with that. I would suggest continue following up with the constituency travel as to that aspect.
Yes, you are right. There is an exchange in the Adobe Connect chat between Heidi and Glenn on this. This is a bureaucratic procedure, I guess. We cannot further discuss also here. This needs to be followed up with support of Steph. You have still your hand raised, Glenn and Steph. Do you want to add anything else? Steph? No?
No.
Okay. So any further questions or comments regarding agenda item 5 on the crop program? As Olivier mentioned, this has been extended, as we now know, for next fiscal year 15. So there will be a sort of continuation on this, and I think this will come up in the next month again and will be an agenda item for any subsequent secretariat calls again. If there is nothing urgent for today anymore to be said on this point, let me continue on our agenda with agenda item 6, what is a matrix discussion on implementation and next steps. And it's Maureen who would like to explain on this. Maureen, you have the floor, please.
Thank you, Wolf, for inviting me to this meeting. To remind everyone about the ALAC metrics process, which is still in play, and we are still interested in any ideas from RALAs about the implementation of the metrics that we proposed in Singapore. We presented two parallel metrics processes. One, which Dev will just give a brief summary of what has been done so far in recording actual attendance of ALAC members at meetings and in working groups. And the second, of course, was a request for a report on ALAC members' involvement in the meetings and working groups that they attend and represent their RALOs at. And at the moment, we haven't stipulated an expected time frame structure for these reports. Ideally, I think we'd like that the reporting output was set by each RALO, so that the expectations are for reporting. And I mean, it could be regular, or it could be once a once a year report. Whatever is the RALO thinks is appropriate, but as long as we as the working group are notified about what process is actually decided on by the RALOs. I'd just like to reiterate two important points about the reporting expectation, and it is that the purpose of this metric is to demonstrate active involvement and accountability by the ALAC members, and to provide a report that will not only inform the at-large community, but also to inform ICANN. And the ALAC rules of procedures, which we've been just talking about earlier, stipulate what those accountability expectations are for ALAC members, and it also outlines the consequences of not being actively involved. I'm not saying that there is anyone who isn't actively involved, but you know, it is actually sort of like stated in the rules. And we just like to know that there is at least some expectation from RALOs for feedback from their ALAC members, and if we could be informed about that. And as part of my presentation, I'd like to now move to Dev, and he can outline to you what the attendance recording has involved so far. Dev?
Dev, you have the floor.
Thank you. This is Dev, and I'm speaking. So, well, as part of the looking at metrics, one of the things as a member of the metrics working group was to try to figure out ways in which collecting a metrics can be made as easy as possible rather than going through the tedious task of actually, you know, going through, you know, attendance records and so forth. So I've shared a spreadsheet, a Google Sheet, which anybody could view. And just want to take I probably won't have time to go through every single aspect, but what I just wanted to talk about is two things. Once we have the data from meetings structured, it becomes very easy to have the spreadsheet pull that information into a spreadsheet from the wiki for processing. And from that, we can then do the calculations. So, for example, in this ALAC metrics, which is looking at the ALAC, we can look at the number of persons that attend meetings in 2013. The challenge is right now is that the meeting attendance pages are not structured correctly. So it would be up to this. I would like to suggest that if the RALOs want to do this type of analysis and reporting, a first step would be to help restructure the meeting pages in an appropriate way. By appropriate way, I mean that we use consistent titles for the meeting pages, and we make certain that when we in going for each of those meeting pages, it's clearly put where the persons are present and absent and who sent apologies. Once that is done, the spreadsheet can be used to then pull all of that information in and come up with a summary very, very quickly. I could go into the details of the spreadsheet, but I'm probably not certain that's going to be helpful to you at this point. But that's the gist of it. So it's really for if the RALOs want to be able to do this type of attendance collecting for their own, for the RALO purposes, I could probably work with the secretariat in helping to structure the meeting pages more to better allow for this type of automated collection and analysis. So I'll stop there now.
Okay, thanks a lot, Maureen and Dev, for your explanations. Are there any questions and comments from the others on this point, metrics discussion on implementation and next steps? I see no hand raised, but I guess this is work in progress and Maureen and Dev can keep us updated on any further developments in this respect. Then let me go over to agenda item 7. what is social media strategy, goals and requirements from the railroads, and Dev has the floor on this again.
Okay, thank you both. This is Devanand speaking. So, so what we are looking at is the at-large social media strategy, and you've seen some of the detailed proposals. So what we, myself and Ariel, who was really instrumental in helping me as the chair of the technology task force to help finalize this proposal. I'm going to turn the floor over to Ariel to help to go to some aspects about the objectives of the social media strategy.
Hello everyone, this is Ariel speaking. For the social media strategy, particularly for Atlas 2, it's still consistent with our overall strategy, which is to raise awareness of the at-large community as a diverse, passionate end-user volunteer group whose work affects the future of global DNS, internet governance, and other ICANN-related policy issues. So we want to make sure our messaging is very inspirational so that motivates interested people to be part of our community. And our main target audience is the inactive new and potential ALS members. And on the slide, you can see some of their key characteristics. They're mainly younger generation people spread around the world, have an interest about ICANN-related policy issues, but have limited knowledge and experience with that large community. But they have a desire to learn, to get involved, and make a difference. So they are effective for us to reach out to them. And the reason we want to approach them is the experienced community members may rely on Skype chat and mailing lists for communications, and social media may not be that valuable to them. And at the same time, the inexperienced people, they will search for information about at large everywhere, and social media is a very good platform to communicate with them. So this is an example of our primary audience. It's the participants of NetMission.Asia's next-gen program. I will turn the floor to Dev, and he will walk you through the curation working group and their particular responsibilities during Atlas 2.
Okay, thank you, Ariel. This is Devanand speaking. So the idea is for a curation group, and this will be comprised of members of, from the Technology Task Force, Capacity Building Working Groups, Outreach Subcommittee, and from the RALOs, working in close coordination with staff. And the idea will be a working group that will help curate content for social media. The idea will be that members would be working on a rotational basis to help post or help coordinate to create content for posting during certain times. The staff will be in charge of the actual social media accounts, so that just to better coordinate everything. So. Next slide. Okay, so when we look at the content, there are several types. There's what's called the fluid content. This is like announcements that's happening on a regular basis, like for example, vote announcements, policy offer comments, and so forth. There's the static content, which is like information related to, well, in the case of Atlas 2, things regarding the thematic groups, the RALO general assemblies. Information about ICANN and the policy issues, and then also in terms of the interactions, we want to be able to during the actual summit to be able to interact with various persons, with at large and to the wider public, and also to live feed. Information happening regarding the thematic groups and the general assemblies and what's taking place during the ICANN meeting. Next slide. So just go over some of the fluid content. As I mentioned, things like vote information, ELAC statements, call for statements, those are the types of content that is, it's not exactly predictable and it's time time sensitive, meaning that, so next slide. Okay, the static content, again, so this is where the Secretariats can help talk about the information regarding their general assemblies and the subject matter experts giving information about the thematic groups at Atlas II and the regular agenda. So the idea is to prepare this and for beforehand. So next slide. Okay. And so on this regarding the live feed, we'll be using Facebook and Twitter to post content related to the static content, particular quotes and from speakers, any key infographics, slides, documents, and pictures as videos of the event as it happens during the meeting.
Sorry, Dev, just to interrupt you quickly, can anybody see the slide on the screen?
Yes, yep. You can see the slides on the screen, but just a quick reminder regarding time.
Yes,
thank you.
Okay, I'll try to move it quickly, yes. So next slide. So again, so the goal with running the live feeding is to actually, you could see our goals there, 2 or 3 tweets per meeting session and 3 to 5 Facebook posts per day. We want to have one person to cover each of the thematic group sessions and for the RELO General Assemblies. Next slide. And in terms of the interaction, we just want to show that we want to, you know, follow up the ICANN corporate accounts, retweet information from those corporate accounts, and to invite persons from the community influencers to, you know, retweet our content. And, of course, interact with fans and followers as much as possible. Next slide. Okay, and well, this is just some examples of some of the hashtags that we could use during the event. Next slide. Okay, and I think I'll just turn over to Ariel to just go over the phases.
Hello, everyone. This is Ariel speaking. For the implementation of the strategy for Atlas II, we have 3 phases. The first phase is from June 1st to June the 10th, and the second one is the second 10 days of June, is the 11th to the 20th, and the third phase is during Atlas II, so it's the third 10th of day, 10 days of June, is from the 21st to the 30th. So for phase one, our goal is to grow awareness for at large. So we will post a lot of fluid content based on the feed from Alakanant, as well as static content that give people knowledge and background about at-large and ICANN. And so we will post information mainly under the title Regular ICANN Meetings, and you can see the bullet points here. And the second phase is to build momentum for Atlas II. We will still keep posting fluid content from the feed of Alakanant. But then for the static content, we'll mainly focus on the background information for the thematic group breakout session, as well as the RELO General Assemblies, so that the information that more relevant to what will be actually discussed during the summit. At the same time, we will start to have interactions with the corporate accounts and other influencers among a large community to join a conversation about LS2 and ICANN 15. And during the summit, phase three, we will immerse and engage in Atlas II. So we will do everything we mentioned earlier, from posting fluid content, static content, to providing live feed and having interactions. And live feed will be the main part of our social media implementation. So that will give our participants, especially the remote participants, a live experience of the summit. So to measure how well we do for this strategy, we will mainly rely on some key performance indicators on the social media platforms. On Facebook, the page insights provide information like new page likes and the reach of our posts, as well as their engagement rate. Another important metric we want to rely on is the click-through rate of our links. And in fact, Google's short URL service called google.gl, they provide the information about how many people clicked that link and information like that. So it's good for us to track those metrics on a weekly basis. And in fact, it will be one of the responsibilities of the curation group. And this is some examples of the metrics that we will be using. Now I will turn the floor to Dab about the specific responsibilities for curation group from now to the end of May. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Ariel. This is Dave. So you see in the slide here, we've got responsibilities here. So the curation group, we need the curation group to be looking to build templates for the fluid content, to drop the static content in tweet format before Atlas 2, and as I just showed regarding the different timings for next month. And we'll also then be looking at working how we will then schedule, come up with a mechanism to how to coordinate the live feed in a timely manner that's not overwhelming to all of us. And of course, monitor the key performance indicators. Just next slide. And just to give an example of how we're thinking about it, we're thinking of using a shared spreadsheet whereby everybody will be contributing to the shared spreadsheet, and so that we can then, so Ari will then be able to, from staff, will be able to look at this and then be able to pull the information out to post to Facebook and Twitter. And I think that is it. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Adith and Ariel, for this overview on the social media strategy and this presentation. Just a quick short comment from my side. I think it looks good. It looks even impressive. I've just realized during the presentation there is quite a lot of very specific terminology used. What I think is not necessarily appropriate for social media when you target groups outside the ICANN sphere, let's say. So have a critical look on specific terminologies and try to re-say in some words which are probably better understandable for outsiders. And mm-hmm. I also have seen a term which is internet consumer. This is, in my opinion, a no-go. We are not consumers on the internet. We are internet users. And a user is not just a consuming person. A user also includes an active side, not just the consumption. So be aware about such terms, etc., and have a critical look on this again. Any further comments and remarks on this agenda items? What will
hello.
Be pilot in London? Yes, Ariel?
Thank you, Wolf. This is Ariel speaking. So for the implementation of this strategy, we will need support from the RALO Secretariat because they will know the detailed information about what's going on in the RALO and also the agenda items going to be discussed during the General Assembly. So we will work closely with the Secretariat on that. And also for each RALO General Assembly, ideally we want one social media person from the RALO to provide live feed and feed the information to me so that we can cover the General Assembly on social media. So that's a request from a staff in terms of that, but we will work with the RALO to sort out the details. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot for this additional remarks. Ariel, further questions and comments? We are running short of time now. I think we can follow up this discussions on a very practical level in London, but may prove to be more productive than any theoretical discussions and exchanges here at this call. This was meant to give an introduction and an overview to the RALO leaders, and let me suggest to continue with our agenda and item 8, what are the pop-up banners. I think all secretariats and chairs have seen the exchanges from staff part, and the suggestions of such pop-up banners in the regional colors and with a regional slogan each. I will give shortly the floor to staff Ariel or whoever wants to give a brief summary on this, and then open the floor for questions. Please. Ariel, you have the floor if you want to.
Hi, Wolf. I think Heidi will be presenting this part.
Whoever from staff side wants to add anything on this item, to my perception, this is almost completed with feedbacks from all RALOs. And they are now on the way being produced, I think, since the beginning of this week.
Olivier, Wolf, this is Heidi. Yes. So all of the RALO pop-up banners have been ordered, and the at-large and ALAC banner will be ordered later today. And they'll all be in a consistent look. So I think they'll look great when they're used together as well as individually.
Okay. Any questions, comments from your side on this? Nothing can be changed anymore. They are in production already, and we will get them soon.
Police?
Mm-hmm. Is there a question or comment? Who is speaking? Okay. There is something in the background I can't understand. Okay, but we are short of time. Let's go to the next agenda item. What is point 9, ALS decertification and next steps? We have discussed this almost over years at various secretariat meetings, during ICANN meetings, and at secretariat's call. There is a special workspace page on this issue with minimum performance criteria of an at-large structure, certification process at large, etc. I think everything is almost said on this, in my opinion. There have been a few ALSs listed per region. There are 4 ALSs listed from URALO. I've seen some more from LACRALO. There has been already 2 or 3 decertifications recently. I think the point at the moment is those who are listed, those who are known, should be done as soon as possible, etc. I know from URALO this is a pending issue on our agenda, and Olivier has sent a reminder around yesterday pushing us to get this finally done. I entirely agree with the remarks Olivier made yesterday evening late night. So I will try to find some time over the weekend and start this from URALO side to contact the 4 dead ducks and to send them a last reminder with a deadline. If they don't respond, we will immediately come back to ELEC and we will ask for the certification. Olivier, you have raised your hand. Please, you have the floor.
Yeah, thanks very much, Wolf. It's Olivier speaking. So effectively, the process works by having the RELOs put forward the names of those ALSs that they would like delisted, and then the ALAC has to vote on it. The concern I have, of course, is that when it comes in front of the ALAC, whilst you in your region might be very much aware that ELS XYZ is non-performant, has actually not existed for the past 4 years, has never been involved in anything, and has not even been part of the first ATLARC summit. And in fact, the email is bouncing back and so on. This is recorded nowhere. And so ALAC members will then be asking questions, and some might say, well, hang on, I'm not going to vote for this ALS to be delisted until I'm absolutely sure that it is what you said it is. I want proof. And so this is why I'm just concerned. I'd like to get this whole batch of ALSs dealt with before the summit. And as long as you can put a proof that the email bounces, that the website is not up anymore, that they have, sometimes the ALS has asked to be delisted themselves. You just copy and paste an email from them, which sometimes, in fact, I know is from a couple of years ago, then that will be fine enough to convince the ALAC to be able to vote on the delisting, bearing in mind that each one of the delistings will need one vote from the ALAC. So that's 4, 6, 8 votes will take place, one after the other, before the at-large summit. And I'd like to launch this during the next ALAC call, which is in 2 weeks' time. So you've got another couple of weeks if you need to do this, but it will probably take you just like 5 minutes to find the right information. Thanks.
Okay, thanks a lot for this additional explanation, Olivier. I entirely agree. And I would like to add another action item. Actually, there is something Olivier pointed to. On the present wiki space, there are some explanations on the procedures, etc., and there is a list of decertification candidates. But under the list of decertification candidates, there should be a sub-page created where when I start the procedure contacting the four and I have to give reasons for what reasons we are now decertifying them. If I can just copy-paste this into a sub-page at the workspace, so everybody can see the reasons why we want to get rid of them, and I do not have to explain it afterwards or respond on emails 10 times again. So in parallel, I can just make a brief documentation on the workspace for our specific reasons for this certification, that people, ELEC members, when they are asked for votes, can refer to. This would be extremely helpful from my point of view. And I entirely agree with Olivier on this point. Any further remarks, any further questions to this agenda item 9, ALS decertification? This is work in progress. I see no hand raised anymore for this. Then the last point on the agenda is any other business, and as far as I understood, Glenn had something for any other business?
No, sorry, Wolf, it's Glenn. We did it as 4.1. Thank you.
Okay, so perfect. This is already accomplished. Sorry, anything else from your side under point 10, any other business. I see no hand raised, nobody coming up. So I think once again we are through our today's agenda with a slight delay of a couple of minutes. Let me thank all of you for your participation and active contributions to this secretariat call. And I don't know whether any further call for the regional secretariat will be needed before London. If not, then we will soon have in 1 month the opportunity to meet again in London. If there is no more comment, etc., this meeting is adjourned, and thanks a lot again, and wish you a pleasant afternoon, evening, morning, whatsoever. Thanks a lot, and bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much, Wolf. Thank you, everyone. Excellent.
Okay, thanks, everybody. Okay, bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.